Ryan Peters, who's not with us, Karen Walker. And so, is there any volunteers to be on this committee this year to help us make this selection?
I'm happy to do it again.
Okay.
Freeman, well, Bob, what was the date on this spring conference?
Oh, sorry, April 18th and 19th.
Okay, so we'll have meetings on the 17th?
Most likely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Here or there?
We'll do it here. Okay, Ed, Karen, we'd love to have the assistants represented. Would you be willing to serve again?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Any other council members that want to be on this? It didn't take a whole lot. How much time did it take, Ed? An hour? A couple hours? If we have an in-person meeting, we'll even feed you lunch.
You're right.
Oh, Jeff's nice.
Jeff. Oh, Jeff Gray. Oh, Jeff's raising his hand. Thank you, Jeff.
He probably just wanted to talk.
Oh, he wanted to talk. Oh, yeah. Here, Jeff.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Jeff. Oh, no. Whoops.
Oh. No, I was raising my hand. Now I have to figure out how to turn off the raise hand.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know how to turn that off either. Okay. Thank you, Jeff. So, we're happy to go with three council members unless we really, you all want to have another voice.
And UPC staff will be on.
And UPC
again,
staff,
right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I wanted to get your guidance on this, just because we talked about it before. I'm just not sure the dynamics and how to. Well, that's why I want to have the council here to hear what we're going to talk about, is selecting the Prosecutor of the Year award. Last year, it was the 2023 Prosecutor of the Year award because we awarded it in 23. And ever since then, it's kind of bugged me because really all the accomplishments were from 22. And so I think that we just duplicate and do a 2023 Prosecutor of the Year, even though we're awarding it in April of 24, because it reflects what they did in 23 and maybe the first part of the year. What do y'all think about that?
I think it's appropriate.
I mean, if we're doing it at fall conference, I could see doing
the current year,
but it just seems like because we're they're being nominated for work for 23, it should be the 23 Prosecutor of the Year.
We do have a date set for when those.
Yes, I've got the announcement ready to go out, and I dated it like January 10th, so anticipating that I would send it out next week. And so it will say.
The nominations have to come in by?
Yeah, by the middle of February, I think, is what I said. I'm going to give them about a month.
So yeah, you're only considering what happened last year anyway.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Bob.
Okay, so we will call it the 23. We won't make a big deal about it. Okay. All right. Last year, you talked about and wanted to rotate who would get the award between misdemeanor and felony, as opposed to having a felony prosecutor of the year, having a misdemeanor prosecutor of the year, and that the committee would have an understanding that they would look at that and rotate annually. I'm certainly not going to publish that other than, if somebody wants to listen to the recording. And so the committee, we would be tasked of selecting a misdemeanor prosecutor unless there's really no worthy misdemeanor prosecutors nominated. It just kind of feels kind of squishy to me.
And it's not like there were 100
applicants. No, there really weren't. And there were very few misdemeanor prosecutors nominated.
If I remember correctly, the discussion, we talked about that, but it was really kind of left up to the committee.
Right, and they could even choose up to three prosecutors of the year.
So we don't have to rotate, that's just something that, am I remembering that correctly?
I think what we want to make sure of, I think what the gist of everything was that we don't want to ignore misdemeanor prosecutors because we don't think that what they're doing is as important as what, a guy who prosecuted several murder cases in 1 year.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're represented as well, so that people don't just stop throwing their names in the hat.
Right.
We want to make sure that they're recognized as well when they have things that they've done that are really important towards that cause. I think that's what it's really about. That's why I think multiple prosecutors of the year, if you had something like that happen, it would be appropriate.
I mean, but you're right, Tyson. It was left up to the committee. I just wanted to make sure that that our committee members understood that it really is coming down to what you guys decide. What I guess since we are voting members, CPC staff, what we decide. Okay, are we okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Can I throw something out?
Please.
So if you can do up to three, what kind of, is there a monetary award for this, or is it just a plaque? What is it?
It's we don't do plaques. I don't like plaques. I don't like wall plaques. We got a really nice, it's like a trophy. But it's not, you know, your soccer trophy. It's nice. It's engraved. It was artistic. And so, yeah, that's what we give. But we don't give a monetary award.
What if each year we had a felony prosecutor of the year and misdemeanor prosecutor of the year?
And we talked about that, Jeff. But we never came, the committee, the council decided that they didn't want to designate, you know, specific felony misdemeanor, but.
I think the reason behind that was, what if one year we get one applicant for a misdemeanor, or one applicant for a felony prosecutor of the year, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, not a great.
Something that we were thinking about awarding.
Well, I think it's important that we also don't create classes.
Right.
If you're a prosecutor, whether you work for a city or a county, you're a prosecutor in this state.
So I think that
too often we create these classes that, quite frankly, don't really exist.
So I think that was the reasoning behind it when we talked about it last time.
Yeah. So that's kind of the reasoning, Jeff, that the council last year moved away from that. I think states that have felony and misdemeanor prosecutors, they're much larger than we are. You know, they've got hundreds and hundreds of felony prosecutors and hundreds of misdemeanor prosecutors, and so there's a larger pool. So
what is the pool that we're looking at? I mean, how many felony prosecutors do we have in the state compared to misdemeanor prosecutors?
We probably have 250 plus felony prosecutors, and we probably have just over 100, maybe not even 100 misdemeanor prosecutors.
Okay.
Remind me how they get nominated again. Is it by fellow prosecutors only, or can their staff nominate them?
Yes, to both of those. I will make sure that we get the nomination. I don't remember last year if it went to support staff, but it's intended that the support staff can nominate as well. But yes, yeah, so
okay.
I've got the letter and the application, like I said, that's ready to go. I'll send it out statewide to all the prosecutors, support staff. I'll get the application to Ron so that it will be an online fillable application that they just need to go on and submit it electronically.
Because I almost feel like if staff can nominate as well, that maybe the likelihood of misdemeanor prosecutors will kind of go up a little bit more than, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
More felony.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was the awards chair for the AG's office for 10 years. And the key is getting buy-in from the people that are making the nominations. So I think that's a great idea, and staff should be able to do it. And I think it needs to be publicly, or not publicly, but widely pushed. You know, let's recognize our attorneys' contributions, because there's plenty of great work. I can guarantee out of 100 prosecutors, there's more than one misdemeanor prosecutor. There's more than one that deserves consideration. So it's really pushing it out there. Why you ought to, you know, promote your particular prosecutor.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. And last year we did make it clear on the application, and so I'm clarifying that for this year. Is we're looking at the year 2022, because because it was so new last year, if you know, remember, we got applicants who were had done some really great things, but it's been, you know, it was years ago. It was more kind of like they were nominating this person for a lifetime achievement award, which is not what we were looking for. So I've clarified that in this application that we're just looking at what happened in the last year. Okay, so that's for the Prosecutor of the Year Award. Let's talk about the Steve Garside Service Award. Is we did, again, we talked about last year as a council that this wasn't necessarily an annual award. It was, you know, for somebody who exemplifies all the service that Steve Garside gave. And I don't know anybody yet still that exemplifies this. And so, you know, we talked about that and talked about maybe modifying it to more of a, this is kind of like the Lifetime Service Award, but for somebody who has retired or is retiring or has recently retired. That was my recollection of how we were going to award that. Am I remembering correctly? Is that what we want to do? Because again, I have drafted up an announcement essentially to that effect, is that this award is for recently retired, or, oh, excuse me, not only retired, but say somebody who has left. Because I don't want to, they've gone on to be a judge, or they've taken a position with another government agency. I guess it's more retired or left active prosecution. How do y'all feel about that? Jeff?
Well, I just know we gave it to Steve before he retired, before he even announced he was retiring.
Yeah.
So maybe we want to be a little more flexible.
And maybe so.
We knew, though.
No, we didn't know. We knew it was on the horizon at some point, but he hadn't announced anything so recently.
And the other thing that prompted it is it was about the time that he left he left the city attorney's office and became the assistant city manager.
Yeah.
So
I again think that if somebody qualifies for this, we can give it to them whether they're an active prosecutor or not. I don't think we need to set strict boundaries on it. If somebody goes and dedicates 15 years to the causes that we recognize Steve for,
mm-hmm.
then I don't think we need to wait until they retire to give it to them. I think once somebody has done that, we recognize them. And generally speaking, you're probably looking at people more at the end of their careers. Mm-hmm. People at the beginning of their careers don't have the flexibility to go do all the things that Steve was doing, right? So by nature, you're probably giving this to people more at the end of their careers anyways, but I don't know that we want to pigeonhole ourselves into requiring that.
And part of this is trusting the committee, right?
Trust
the committee. This is all brand new,
trust
the process. Go ahead.
Right.
I think I like that idea. I think generally if someone's retiring, they're going to have a pretty big to-do, send-off, mm-hmm. invite people. This almost seems like it could be a really good thank you and encouragement to kind of push them through the rest of the years they're doing. Like, I'm thinking of the prosecutors I know who have been doing it for 30, 35 years. It would be awesome for them to get recognized at this point rather than waiting until they decide to retire, if they decide to retire.
No, I agree. Okay, I thought I had given you...
I think of people like this. I think of James Sweet, who's done a lot with the victims' rights, done a lot with those kind of things. He's been on these boards.
Right.
He's still prosecuting. That's someone that would be a person who would consider something like this.
Yeah, I my only concern is if like I've got someone in mind that has retired. I don't want people to think, well, this person's retired, and so let's, you know, it's too late.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. I duplicated the Prosecutor of the Year Award packet in here and did not give you the nomination packet that I have, the draft that I've come up with for the Steve Garside Service Award. So I can send that out, or I can send it, maybe I have to send it to those of us that are going to be on the committee, and we can tweak it and tailor it based on this conversation, if that's okay with the rest of the council. Okay.
E-prosecutor, Ron.
Okay, I got notice a couple of weeks ago,